Philip Rivers threw for 500 something yards last week. What do you see out of that? And
tremendous, man. That offensive unit has a tremendous amount of ability within their offensive scheme, and so definitely going into this game is going to be a challenge. And you know, that's what you're always expecting for it going out on Sunday, is to have a challenge. And so we're putting in a game plan that'll combat what they've been doing.
You face a lot of good quarterbacks in 2 years here. Where does he rank? What makes him unique?
I think the uniqueness comes just from the knowledge and experience that he's been into this league, and him being able to recognize defenses and how to attack them. So definitely that's something that, you know, complements his game. And having some good core receivers on the outside is definitely going to be excellent for him to get the ball out of his hands and try to make some things happen.
What have you seen out of David Amerson so far? He seems to come in and played a bunch of snaps pretty quick.
Definitely. I think, you know, David has really been exceeding the expectation that all the coaching staff and us as players have wanted us to see, as far as coming in and being within the knowledge that he's grasped within a few couple of weeks, being able to execute at a high level. So that's just a tremendous attribute to what he's been able to do and be a professional at that point.
Rivers seems to be able to get the ball out so quickly. What challenge does that create when a quarterback is doing that, getting the ball out of their hands really quickly?
It makes it harder for us on the rush, you know, and so definitely we have to buy time for our rush to get there to kind of make him feel uncomfortable. So him being able to get the ball out quickly is something that we're going to definitely have to monitor and put in a game plan, like I said, to allow him to hesitate a little bit to give us a little more seconds on the rush for our guys can get there.
How's your pass defense progressed this year?
I think it's been good as far as us being able to correct most of the mistakes that we've been making mentally and as a defense. You know, I don't think any team has shown us any spectacular combination or formation that we couldn't handle. It was all lack of execution on our end. So us being able to correct some of those things week in and week out has been beneficial for us in the past game.
It's not just Phillip Rivers, boy, it's the receivers, especially Keenan Allen, huh?
Yes. He's been able to be very tremendous with yards after the catch. I think that's something that they like doing, is getting him the ball. He has the ability to make a lot of defenders miss. So we're definitely going to have to game tackle him and make sure that we can handle him and limit him from the yak yards, definitely.
You guys did a good job last game against the tight end, Chico and Daniels out, but what kind of challenges Gates?
Gates is by far one of those guys that is considered a high caliber and very talented, successful tight end. So definitely going to have to monitor him. You know, whatever package we put in is definitely going to be trying to discourage throws from him, because he's a very excellent tight end and he can do a lot of things on the edges as well.
Do you feel like safety now? These few weeks
now? No, I wouldn't say I feel like a safety after these few weeks. I think I feel more versatile as a player, and understanding that I can learn from the safety position, from the corner position, from the nickel position. The more knowledge and reps that I can get can help me understand the game at this high level to be beneficial for me in the long run of my career.
Do you think this is just a temporary stop, though, to try to help the team, that maybe when Nate gets back, you'll slide back to corner? Can they talk to you?
Yeah, I don't really know about that. You know, that's a decision that Coach Del Rio will have to discuss with me, and I'm pretty sure he has a plan, a good plan in the long run for us as a team, as a defensive unit. So full trust in him and his ability to always make the right decision as he does.
What does it say about your coaching staff that they've been willing to move guys around, such as yourself, change up even the front seven to get certain guys out there more?
I think the biggest thing is that we have tremendous amount of depth, and we have tremendous amount of guys that believe in the system and believe in the staff, and understanding that we have full trust in them, that they're always going to make the right decision for us and the team. And a lot of guys have been buying into that, and that has helped us in the long run, I say.
Back to Keenan Allen. Don't you guys go back a little bit?
In the Cal days, man, Keenan was I didn't play him again in college, but, you know, him being in the Bay Area, I did get a chance to see him do some special things at Cal. And so the guy is very good, and he has a lot of ability and uprise, I say.